administrative matters portion of the meeting. We have just one item on consent. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, moving into discussion matters, number one. Received an email from a person named Mark Baker. I assume he represents the Soft Lights organization because his email address is markbaker@softlights.org. And he sent this to, it's addressed to the North Dakota State Legislature. I don't know if another one went out. I'd like a little flexibility to confirm maybe with some senators, but all the ones that I see on this list are representatives. So being an out-of-stater and based on the substance of the letter, he obviously doesn't know what's going on here, so maybe he doesn't even know we have a Senate either, but I'll find out. But the gist of his letter is emphasizing to the legislature that the North Dakota PSC needs oversight because of our failure to protect the public from the hazards of LED streetlights, and emphasizes the difference between sodium lights and LED streetlights, and talks about with our tariffs that, you know, kind of makes point that that's somehow us encouraging that as opposed to setting tariffs for what the utilities are choosing to do. But anyway, emphasizing that the legislature basically needs to rein us in or have more authority over us. And I think it's important that we send out a letter to these legislators who got this explaining the facts and what we do here and that sort of thing, that this gentleman, wherever he's from, obviously doesn't understand what we're doing. And so I guess I'm just asking, because I will do this myself as a recipient of the email, unless you guys are on board. I thought it would be better if all three of us were signatories to it. But I guess what I'd like to do is just have Victor draft up a letter and submit it to whichever legislators received this one.
Are you also going to include the gentleman that sent the letter?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I think that.
I hadn't been thinking about that, but I.
Yeah, I would concur that I think it needs to be addressed in a response and send it to them and include him.
Okay. We'll do. And, you know, I think it gets back to what I opened with, credibility and connections. You know, if we just leave these things lie, how many of the legislators also don't understand the process and think, yeah, there go those regulators again, you know. We're getting complaints.
They need to be regulated.
Yeah, so anyway, thank you for that. And we already took care of B2, the FERC intervention. The next thing on the agenda is B3, Basin's request. I'm sorry, Victor, you were supposed to explain that. I didn't read the whole title. I got carried away. I guess I'm still in the hurrying mode. Okay, B3 is Basin's request for a waiver. Mr. Hsu.
Thank you, Chair. So as you guys all are aware, and I provided the request from Basin to the three of you, Basin has an existing transmission line, 230 kV, and they're looking at reconstructing and double circuiting it. This was built prior to the Siting Act, but obviously since the passage of the Siting Act and subsequent exclusion areas were formed and promulgated under administrative rules, there's a 1,200-foot setback from Geographic Center of Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Launch Facilities. They requested that we waive that so that they could reconstruct within the existing location. They did provide correspondence with the military as well as the military clearinghouse, which all expressed that they were comfortable with it being placed there. And as a result of that, I provided in this response, if you guys have had an opportunity to review it, that This would not impact an exclusion area because it's usually an exclusion area is prospectively looking at siting an area and location. This was already pre-existing, and using the existing route, that'll have more than likely diminish impacts. If anything, would provide lower impacts as opposed to reconstructing the existing location and another one in a near vicinity. And so if the three of you are comfortable, the two currently here, I would submit this to Basin Electric. And I would anticipate sometime in the beginning of the year we would receive another application, and we would view all the impacts of the existing reconstruction along with the normal siting procedure.
Just to clarify that a little bit, so you're kind of characterizing as a reconstruction. So the primary purpose of this is to build a new 345 kV line, and as part of that, they're proposing to reconstruct several towers that are within that exclusion area that you had mentioned.
Yeah, so along the same existing route.
Right, right. So. But just for clarity, they're not reconstructing the entirety of that initial line, only those segments that are within that exclusion area. Yeah. I just wanted to kind of clarify
Thank you for that clarification. That is part of a broader project.
I'm supportive of you doing that. I also want to point out just kind of kudos to Basin. You know, we don't even have an application for this yet. But, you know, they've been citing things for, 40-some years since the citing law went into effect. It's clear that they have learned some things over the years. It's nice to see a siting applicant go out and do their homework, work with people along the way, and then turn in an application, as opposed to just turning in an application and seeing what complaints develop along the way and trying to solve them as they go. So kudos to Basin on this one.
I support.
Okay, thank you for that. Then we just have scheduling left and somewhat limited. So I'd like to just remove number one until Commissioner Fedorchak can be here.
Yep, that's fine.
And then the calendar, you know, after I said we could hold off, I don't know if, would you prefer to just go ahead and get it done today?
I would like to look at a couple dates. Stacey's
approval? Pardon me?
I would like to look at a couple dates.
Okay. You've got that most recent draft, though, that was done by staff with the additional informals that I added, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so look at that, and again, if you have some changes, just work with staff, and we'll take care of it the next
Pamela?
Time. Yeah.
Okay.
I think she was the lead on it. And then that moves us to the formal hearing on Oliver Wind 4, the mixed era siting case, and... The attorney for NextEra had thrown out some dates. The ALJ had thrown out eight of them. The ALJ had emphasized that four of them he was available and two of them he was unavailable, which left me wondering about the other two. I don't know if those are really...
It looks like it's not his preference, Commissioner, those two dates. But he could make them work.
But now, so one of the ones that the attorney, one of the two that was her favorites of them, is ruled out by the ALJ. And one other one that I thought looked real good is our proposed meeting date on this calendar. And that was hard to find. So I think we should rule out January 24th, too. So I guess I'm wondering about, what do you think of January 29th? And I presume, we haven't said it yet, I presume that we would, I mean, they're also requesting that the transmission line and the the generation facility be combined into one hearing, and that we have it just in one of the counties, because the transmission line goes a little bit into a second county, but it's mostly in Oliver, and I'm okay with that. But really, the only place that I'm aware of in Oliver County, and I think I'm aware of every place that exists there, would be the Betty Hagel Center in Center. And so I'm presuming that's where we're talking about here. But so I'm going to throw out the date of January 29th and see how that would figure in for you too.
Works for me.
It's a Monday, but we usually, for staff and as well as the companies, try and avoid Mondays and Fridays, because if they go long, it can be a problem on Fridays if someone had weekend plans, and Mondays there's a lot of preparation. But, you know, our schedule is tough next year.
Oh, we've been holding hearings on Fridays.
We've been doing some, yeah.
I think she can make that work. There's a couple of things there, but we can work with
them. On Monday?
Okay. Wow, that was easy peasy.
Okay, so let's schedule that then for the 29th. What time do we want to do that? I don't think this is one that we need to start like at 8 o'clock or something and expect to be out there and expect all the witnesses to be out there. But
yeah, I would say since you're going to be in, if you attentively plan to be in Center, to allow some drive time from the office here, because that wouldn't be a, it would be a driving kind of a hearing, so maybe start at 9 if we don't otherwise think it's going to be a terribly long hearing.
And okay, so 9 o'clock, one question, and are you guys comfortable with Center?
Yeah.
That was for you too, Stacy. And so then, Victor, if we are unable to get that facility, I guess the other thought would be the school gym, but, I mean, it's a school day in the winter. I doubt they're going to give it to us. But see if we could get that auditorium. If not, then we're going to have to try to revisit this.
Yep, so Rob and Jerry will work on the location, kind of getting that nailed down before the next meeting, so the hope would be is that all that falls together and we can have a notice on the next agenda. And if there's any issues, then Rob will reach out to the three of you.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And that's everything that was on here, but earlier on we approved, I can't remember the terminology for it, but declaring the Voight complaint whatever, and so, prima facie case. My Latin, I just slip once in a while. Versus Coyote Creek is December 22nd at 8 o'clock. Acceptable for that?
Yep.
Here in the hearing room. Okay. I think we're concluded then.
At what time?
8 o'clock. Do you want a different time? Sometimes these can go a while.
I think there are fewer issues in this, so if there was an interest in, I guess, moving a little bit later just to allow maybe some staff setup time in the morning, an 8:30 or 9 might be, I think that would be so. We still have a comfortable amount of time to get the hearing done.
Okay, so 9 o'clock?
Yeah, you have people traveling.
Yeah, that's right. The Voights do need to come in, as well as probably some staff from Cayo Creek.
So, yeah, so, I support 9 o'clock.
That's good.
Okay, 9 o'clock it is. Thank you, everyone. We're adjourned.